It is time now for Thriving in Orange, an exclusive feature made possible by Orange County Economic Development Small Business Grant Program. Monthly conversations showcasing some of the great small businesses in our community who have gotten grants from the county to help continue to grow and thrive. The Small Business Investment Grant Program, which was launched in 2015, it's an important financial assistance resource that gets $150,000 each year from Article 46 to help Orange County's many small businesses not only stick around, but also grow and transform. And today we are talking with Adam Canosa, who is with Algorithmic Labs based out of Hillsboro. Adam, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share the story.
So we'll talk about Algorithmic Labs and the work that you do, but what is your background? What got you into the field in the first place?
Yeah, so I am a music educator. I've taught for 12 years. I teach at Hillsboro Elementary. Maybe 7 or 8 years ago, I decided to start sort of innovating in my classroom by designing some short little games that my students could play to help review music theory. And that's kind of what got me started in sort of ed tech.
And the first thing you built was called Songcraft, right?
It was. And it was like a brief little like RPG game that my students could play on their laptops that was asynchronous, but every once in a while required them to actually come to me and show me their progress. And it gave me an opportunity to meet with students one-on-one at the beginning of the year and kind of check in with them, kind of set some baselines for what they knew and where they were sort of socially, emotionally. And then, yeah, I'd send them off and they'd continue playing.
That's awesome. When did you know or what happened to really drive home the point that this was a successful thing that you had done, that it was really getting to students?
I think, the kids were extremely excited by it. They understood that I was not a professional coder, developer, any of that. And so it was my best effort to give them something fun. And I think that they really gravitated toward it. They offered great feedback. They found bugs for me. It was this beautiful kind of design thinking in action of sort of the students and I kind of reiterating over the idea of making it better and closer to something that they'd enjoy.
That's awesome. So then you took that and out of that grew the idea to start Algorithmic Labs. So walk us through that journey.
So sort of. That was when everything was going really well. And then COVID hit us like a ton of bricks. So that, you know, after using that program for a few years, I had sort of gotten into a rhythm with it. And then COVID kicked us out of school for the rest of that 2020 year. And then we didn't really get back into live instruction for over a year.
Right, right.
So when COVID hit and I couldn't teach anymore, I kind of treated that like the sabbatical I was never going to get from teaching and kind of decided to really go all in, spending time with my kids and then also just trying to consume as many coding courses as I could to try to get myself skilled enough to make sort of a better thing for my kids. And then that's what happened. And then when we came back to school, we really couldn't do anything because of all the policies in place, like the room size that I had. We weren't even really supposed to be singing together in a closed space, couldn't play most instruments. And so I'm looking at these kids that are just desperate to get back to like something that's fun and engaging. And I'm, you know, meanwhile, I'm like contending with this like year's worth of learning loss. And then we tried a couple things. I tried to teach them how to code their own instruments so we could use their laptops as an instrument, but there was some lag kind of present in that. And so finally, I went home over a winter break in 2021 and just was just resolved to just come up with something. So I created what is the newer version of Songcraft, which they use now, which is essentially like a Guitar Hero meets a keyboard lab. So it allows students to use their laptop as their functioning pitched instrument that they can play in a rehearsal setting together, hearing each other live. And then they can also put headphones on and practice independently, which is not something that exists with a traditional method like a recorder. You know, you generally have to like send kids home to practice or hope that they practice, but the realities there are pretty bleak. So yeah, I just kind of created this thing out of intuition based on what I needed. And then it worked really well. Like kids were super into it by the end of that year, despite the learning loss, they were performing like a year above where they should be in terms of like music literacy and performance. And so that success was extremely inspiring. And that's what led me towards pursuing a master's, which I'm just now finishing at Carolina in EdTech entrepreneurship.
We're speaking with Adam Canosa, founder of Algorithmic Labs, based out of Hillsboro. It's a really cool program. There had to have been a moment when you were like, I need to do something more with this than just my class. I'm going into entrepreneurship. I'm getting the degree. Like, what was that moment like?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was kind of resolved to do that before I ever started the program because of watching the outcome of what was happening in my class.
Like, right.
I was able to allow students to practice simultaneously for the first time. I was free to walk around, you know, tap shoulders to keep kids in time, you know, really keep track more individually of my students rather than just kind of teaching from the pulpit to the full group. And it would also, you know, it tracks the students playing along several different data points. So I was also getting this like rich data from like every student as they were playing, which really drove my planning and like the instruction that would come later. So yeah, I just thought there's too much good stuff for my people in my position through this program that if I can find some way to get it out there or to get it better. Because the thing is, I made the original prototype myself. Again, I'm not a coder. You know, I did everything I could to create what I wanted. But, you know, my vision for the thing is just miles farther out. So my first step when I got into my program was to try to figure out some means of getting some funding to bring on better coders than myself. And that's what I was lucky enough to do. I won a NCIDEA micro grant and I was a semifinalist in a National Science Foundation learning challenge. And so over it, that included with the grant from Orange County accounted for $50,000 over the last year. That's gone into developing the tool further and getting it into a more industry standard form so that we can do what we've done this past season, which is to start piloting in schools around the country.
So where are you now?
So we're on the other side of our first pilot. We had 8 schools as far north as Winnipeg, Canada, and as far west, California. We kind of established what it would look like and then, you know, put out some pre and post data collection to try to sort of get some more data from these schools and try to see if we can confirm sort of the value of the tool, I guess. But we are still pre-revenue. We're working really hard right now over the summer to try to get it more into a form that's easier to give to a new teacher for piloting. Right now, it kind of takes a little too much of our work to set things up for the teacher. So we're trying to make that a lot more fluid, reduce the friction necessary for an educator to just jump right in with the tool.
How'd you connect with the schools? How'd you connect with like Winnipeg?
Yeah, it was a very long process. Well, when I was in the National Science Foundation Challenge, one of the rounds was a discovery round and we had to complete, and when I say we, I'm using the royal we for the company, but it's essentially me. I had to hold 80 customer interviews and gather data as part of that challenge. And so that's why I was like in grad school last spring and I'm teaching full time at Hillsborough. And then I'm like, you know, doing 2 or 3 Zoom interviews every lunch. And as soon as I get home from people all over the world. And I mostly, you know, the good thing about music education is it's a pretty tight knit group. They share resources really well. And there's a lot of known and heavily used channels. So, you know, just kind of scouring Facebook for music educator groups, homeschool groups, virtual schools, just pretty much any kind of smaller segment of the schooling market. I kind of approached from a, hey, look, I'm a teacher. I'm not a company. I made a thing. I think it's helpful. I'd love to talk to you about it. And so I built some relationships through that. And then being able to follow up with those people was pretty easy.
Speaking with Adam Canosa, Algorithmic Labs, I got to tell you, like listening to you describe all this, it is both incredibly daunting and inspiring at the same time, because you're talking about this like, oh, I'm not a coder, but I created this thing. I'm not an entrepreneur, but I started this business and it's incredibly successful. Like I barely get through a season of a TV show sometimes. And this is just really, really impressive to listen to, but it's also super inspiring. Like without having that long background, you were able to do all of this really cool stuff.
I appreciate it, man. I mean, I shed real tears like during the whole COVID experience of just how much that shook up what I had managed to build over, you know, 7 or 8 years of teaching. And so, you know, the students at Hillsborough Elementary, the staff there are wonderful. They 100% inspired me to like create this thing in the first place, and the kids' willingness to go at it and to help make it better only gave me more motivation. So I will say that I do understand now that the longevity in entrepreneurship is the tricky part. So now I'm kind of 2 years in and I'm finding some more time now that I'm on the other side of grad school to commit towards it. But there is this, you get this growing tension of you kind of need to let it take flight or it starts getting harder and harder. But I'm still very motivated by the idea. I think it's a good idea. I think it can be very helpful to a lot of teachers. So I'm just pushing it as far as I possibly can while keeping my other plates spinning.
Well, we got to start wrapping up, but the purpose of the segment, this is Thriving in Orange, talking about the local businesses that get funding from the Small Business Investment Grant Program for Orange County. And you kind of touched on this already, but how have those funds specifically helped you?
So at Carolina, I learned a whole lot about the startup concept, marketing and sales, and just everything necessary to get something scaled and floating. And so 100% of the money from Orange County went to our lead developer, who's a buddy of mine actually from undergrad at Carolina. We both graduated in 2012. His name is Blaine Heffern. He has been a developer on his own for a couple of decades at this point. So he was a great get because I was really afraid when I finally got some money to show my disgusting like spaghetti code to anyone who was legitimate. And so I told him, I was like, please, can you just come on? We can walk through what I did, kind of take out the bad, roll with whatever's working. And he did, and it's been a lot of fun over the last years getting to reconnect with him and trying to it didn't take us long to get it back up to sort of where I had it. And then we've managed to, especially with grants such as the one from Orange County, been able to kind of keep pushing forward. So I would say about the time that we got that money would have gone toward development in preparation for these pilots that we just finished.
So what's next now?
We are presenting at a North Carolina Music Educator Association conference in the fall. We are going to hopefully schedule some more webinars here throughout the summer to try and get some teachers into a space to talk about it together. One of the tricky things about it is it's a very novel way of holding a rehearsal for this age group that doesn't really exist. There's not really a direct competitor to this tool. A lot of digital curriculums are out there, but something that allows them to like read and play and be assessed like this doesn't exist. And so describing it to teachers, they're super excited by it, but I feel like I really do need to kind of get it in their hands or allow them to sort of see it so they can understand sort of the possibilities.
People want to know more. Where can they go?
So our website is songcraftgame.com. It's got a nice video there that's kind of talked through some of our progress to date. There's also a mailing list that you can throw an email in there. We're starting to churn out some content for it. It's not one of my strong suits. I'm not much of a social media kind of person, but I'm starting to learn that it's kind of a requirement for entrepreneurship and business. So I'm working to try to generate some more consistent content as we're sort of gearing up to hopefully a first sale.
Songcraftgame.com, the website. Go there and find out more. That's been Thriving in Orange for this month. Adam Canosa, Algorithmic Labs, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, man. It was a pleasure.